Hello, my name is Andreas Carlton-Smith. I'm the regional director for the Middle East. I'm here this afternoon with Gala Riani, who is the head of analysis for the Middle East and North Africa. We're here together to talk about the situation in Iraq with the recent news of ISIS attack and assault on Mosul City. We're also hearing, Gala, of course, that in the last few hours that ISIS has conducted assaults and skirmish attacks on the southern outskirts of Kirkuk and increasingly taking ground throughout the province of Nineveh. Where do you think this campaign of ISIS is going?
Well, thank you, Andreas. I think ISIS have made it very clear over the past few days, but even before that, the past few months, that it's moved away from carrying out traditional terrorist attacks to having the intent to overwhelm the security forces in Iraq and then taking control of certain strategic areas. And I think that that is what they will continue to do to the extent that they are able to, and to the extent that they can do that without overextending themselves. Now, I think that in some areas there will be limitations to how far they can go. I'm thinking particularly the border areas to the Kurdistan region, where the Kurdish security forces, I think, are going to potentially put up a strong fight against ISIS expanding very much further. But I think at the very least, they will be able to hold some, if not all, of the areas that they currently control, because what we're seeing is that the Iraqi security forces are leaving the areas and will find it very difficult, I think, to regain a significant amount of territory.
Why are they leaving? We're hearing them throwing their weapons down, getting out of their uniforms, and leaving the city in droves. Why are they doing that?
Well, I think that there are probably a number of answers to that, and it partly goes back to the situation on the ground in terms of allegiances to the security forces and to the government. Now, we are hearing some reports that actually some of the security forces were ordered to leave, and that perhaps is testimony to the fact that these areas are not necessarily particularly pro-government. The government has had a very difficult relationship with both ordinary people, tribal leaders, as well as provincial authorities. So it may have been the case that there was an early recognition that this is a fight that they either cannot win or would be very difficult to win, and that resources were instead redrawn to focus on some other areas, I mean, notably Baghdad, which of course for the government is strategically incredibly important, and I think that they will focus a lot of their resources to make sure that ISIS doesn't move very much further south.
Do you subscribe to the view that their stated objective is to create this statelet or caliphate that stretches from the Mediterranean to the Zagros Mountains, and that what we're seeing in Mosul is part of that objective?
I think it's clearly incredibly ideologically driven. I think if we look at the type of assault that they've managed to carry out, the morale of the forces that they have at hand, I think it would have to be incredibly ideologically fueled. Otherwise, it would be very, very difficult, and everything in terms of the movement of what they've done so far points to the fact that the aim is to control territory and to hold it, and that the enemy is what they perceive as the Shia Iranian-backed regime. And you could argue that, you know, the ultimate enemy is not very much further across the Iraqi border in Iran.
How do you think this can be resolved? How do you drive back ISIS from several cities in Anbar and now Mosul?
I think it will be very, very difficult for the Iraqi government, the Iraqi security forces, to do single-handedly. They attempted to retake Fallujah by various means, both in terms of collaborating with local tribal groups and so on, and have not managed to do that. Everything in terms of the situation with retreating from Mosul also points to the fact that that will be very difficult. I think that there is a northern barrier to how far ISIS is likely to go, and that's obviously the Kurdish regions and the Kurdish security forces. But I think it will be difficult for the Iraqi government to do so without a broader, I think, political agreement amongst the Shia, Sunnis and Kurds as to how to do this, without significantly increasing morale, reorganizing the security forces, and potentially without external help. And that help, I think, will be very difficult for them to get at this point.
Gala, to what extent do you think Iran and the United States will get involved in this situation?
Well, both governments have expressed, you know, their backing essentially of the Iraqi government and their support. But I think in both cases, we're unlikely to see significant tactical or substantial support come through. I think for the Americans, it's very difficult, having withdrawn from Iraq and having essentially built a foreign policy based on not being engaged in the way in which previous administrations have been engaged in Iraq. So I think we're unlikely to see boots on the ground from the American side. On the Iranian side, I mean, Iran may seem as the most likely partner for the Iraqi government. Obviously, they're neighbors, they have very good relations with the Iraqi government, so on and so forth. But I actually think that it would be fairly damaging for the Iraqi government to lean on Iran heavily in this case, certainly in a visible manner, partly because this ties into the rhetoric and the agendas of militants, but also of many Sunnis in Iraq, that the Iraqi government is an agent of the Iranian government. Also, the Iranian government really doesn't have, you know, despite what a lot of people think about Iran, they don't have the experience of putting boots on the ground in an official capacity in another country. They're likely to support Shia militias, for example, and it's possible that they will provide a degree of advice and other types of support for the Iraqi government, but I don't think that we're going to be seeing the Iranians move into Iraq, and certainly not anytime soon. It's not impossible, but I don't think that it's very likely in the near term.
So, Gala, what do you think the implications are for business?
Well, there are a range of implications, and a lot of it, I think, will depend on exactly where you're based in Iraq. There are obviously huge operational disruptions in the north central areas, and we have just increased our operational risk rating in those areas to extreme. And I think that if a state of emergency comes into play, then that, of course, is going to have operational repercussions in terms of the movement of people and, of course, the powers that the authorities can exert. But I think that they will do what they can, the government, to make sure that business and certainly oil production and exports in the southern parts of Iraq will continue as normal as much as possible and try to protect those from coming under severe disruption. But I think, you know, the extent of the disruption, we're really going to have to wait and see, almost location by location. The Kurdistan region remains largely unaffected in terms of day-to-day business, and we don't foresee that changing.
Just to follow up quickly, if I may, to what extent do you see the Peshmerga getting involved?
Well, the Peshmerga have already gotten involved insofar as they have deployed forces to areas that are potentially particularly vulnerable. And I think that they will hold those areas until such a point where there is an agreement to either collaborate with the Iraqi security forces or when the Iraqi security forces themselves are able to hold those areas. And given that that's difficult, we might see them actually protect these areas for, you know, a significant period of time. So they are already involved. The Prime Minister, Nechirvan Barzani, has also said that they have been they've expressed their willingness to Baghdad to collaborate on securing these areas, but haven't heard back from Baghdad regarding this. So I think that their priority is going to be to protect their interests, protect their borders, and protect those areas outside of what is formerly the Kurdistan region, but which are disputed and where there are substantial Kurdish populations.
Gala Riani, Head of Analysis for the Middle East and North Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andreas.